Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Report Sunday edition. It's been a while since broadcasting on Sunday, and we're just going to shoot to the chase because Miss Comedian, Motivational Speaker, Comedian, Entrepreneur, just amazing person to me and many others. Miss Woody is online with us to talk with us and to inform us regarding many projects, and especially a very important event that is happening in St. Louis this summer. And I will just cut to the chase and introduce and reintroduce and Miss Woody. Hello, Miss Woody.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Doing great. Hello. How are you? And hello.
I'm here.
Can you hear?
Yes, I can. I'm here fighting.
I know you're doing your thing.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm working really hard with the help of others across the country, including yourself, and I'm so thankful that you've given me this opportunity to come on the air and speak about the project.
And thank you for allowing myself and many others to collaborate with you regarding this very fun and important project.
You're welcome.
Can you tell? I haven't said any names or titles. Leave it all up to you to tell us about the projects and the competitions that will be happening nationwide and then culminating in your city, home of Dick Gregory, also in August.
Yes, what we're doing, we're collaborating, we're coming together to organize comedy festivals across the United States, and each person that is coming on board is organizing its own festival, and where they will send the winner of that comedy festival to St. Louis to compete for cash and prizes totaling up to $100,000. That's actually provided that we get 100 promoters to collaborate with us. So we're all still coming together with it, and it's a very unique opportunity for each of us to support each other in our dreams, and we're all paying it forward depending on the individuals, promoters' passion for paying it forward into their community.
Wow. So how can comedians and comedy and one become a comedy promoter or become a sponsor or get involved in the nationwide competitions? And also, tell us more about the event and the name of it that will be presented in August.
Anyone can join in as a sponsor if they like. All they basically will have to do is visit my website, which is MidwestShowMeFunnyEntertainment.com, and you can basically, the front page is where you can get all of the information from joining the committee to joining the support group and all of the other opportunities that I offer for those that are chasing their dreams. If you are a comedian with videos on YouTube, I'm giving those up-and-coming starving artists, as we should call them, an opportunity to place their videos on my website. And we're basically helping and healing through laughter, and that's what we're doing across the country. And we welcome anyone who is a promoter, starting promoter, struggling promoter, experienced promoter to come on board. So it's starting to get a little buzz, and we're welcoming those that want to come in and help and support each other.
That is awesome. But who are some of the comedians and comedy promoters across the nation that have signed up and that are hosting competitions in their areas?
Well, we have comedian Super Fox, as we call him. He's in Pennsylvania. He's in the state of Pennsylvania. He's actually gotten his information on his website. You can link to his website from Midwest Show Me Funny Entertainment. Just look for the state of Pennsylvania. We have a young lady in another part of Missouri. You can link to the Missouri State to see Sean Hill of Sean Hill Entertainment. She's organizing for the state of Missouri. We have Orlando Winbush, who is organizing in the state of Ohio. And there are others that have come on board to help organize. We have the state of Kansas. That's Terrence Hayes. I'm trying to think of all of the states. We have so many people that are slowly coming on board to bring their festival into this collaboration. And we're welcoming more. We really would like to have each state covered, up to two promoters per state.
Yeah, awesome. Because I know I am a comedy promoter for the state of Mississippi and state of Texas, and I know there's another person from Mississippi, but I don't know if I can say the person's name, but I know he hosts a lot of events.
Yeah, we have quite a few others that are planning. We're waiting for confirmation from others that are on board as well. Like I said, if they visit the website, they can actually reach out to any other promoter that's already on board that's a part of the committee. Maybe they can use some help. Maybe they can reach out to them and say, hey, I want to collaborate in this competition, in this festival. Can you offer me any advice? Or maybe they can exchange ideas so it will be somewhat similar within that state, giving those within the state the opportunity to say, hey, I can go this way or I can go that way, and that way I don't have to spend extra money to go clear across the country to compete in a different competition. And that's the whole part of the idea, is to break it down into the states so that each promoter can bring and keep revenue into that state in which they are in. And an added bonus for those contestants that are competing that will win from each individual festival, when they come to St. Louis, they're automatically a winner. It doesn't matter. Each person
is
an opportunity to be. Yes, ma'am. I've actually written a stage play that they will have an opportunity to be in. I'm also finishing up a movie script that is being written as a four-part movie. So this is continuous work for all involved. Every person involved will have some type of opportunity to be in another production beyond just this one festival.
So can you elaborate on the play in the movie?
Yes, I can. Basically what I've done is I've taken my story, and first I did a documentary. I actually did two types of documentaries, a audio piece and a short film documentary titled The Day I Almost Went Postal. Now, the title may be funny to most, but the story is very, very serious, and it is, I would call, everybody's story. It's a breakdown of what I went through and how comedy saved my life. I was a postal worker, and we've all heard the title, the term, the phrase, going postal. So that was actually a position I was in back in 2001, where I was pushed over the edge, and sadly to say, I actually wanted to take my own life, tried to take my own life a few times, because a supervisor stuck me in the eye with an E-pen, and that situation with the supervisor caused me to lose pretty much everything that I own, fighting back for justice for what had happened to me. So it's a term that I'm bringing awareness for the depression and the mental illness that goes along with a fight for any type of justice or any type of loss. And that's what most people need to really understand, that a loss is a loss. And so many people out here are suffering from some form of mental illness or depression because of a loss of a loved one, even a pet, things that were lost from maybe an act of nature like a tornado or a flood. When a person loses something that they love and they're attached to, you know, that's when the depression kicks in. And if you don't do anything immediately to help that person through that loss, then they will suffer even more, and the recovery process is even longer. So what I've done is use anything related to humor to help. Now, the documentary, as I said, is called The Day I Almost Went Postal. That's the same title for the stage play, and will most likely be the same title that I'm still pondering on the title for the book, but I may stick with that same title. So everything
is
back to what I'm doing. And the title for the movie is called Certified Crazy. And I came up with the title.
I love that.
Yeah. So you came up with
and tell us about your merchandising and you have an Indiegogo site too, right?
Yes, I started an Indiegogo fundraising site. It would be nice if we can get people to go there and support this project and what we're doing with the cool merchandise or promotional items that I have available for those who may want to be a sponsor or a supporter or just simply, you know, purchase one of the items on the Indiegogo campaign. You can also find this link on the website. Everything is on the website. The links to the groups, to the support groups, the committee group, the Indiegogo campaign, and other radio interviews or television interviews that I've had so far. And it's an open opportunity for anyone that wants to come on board. Anyone. So definitely visit the website. Or you can reach me at my phone number, 314-243-6034. I'm here right here in St. Louis. Actually, well, there's so much mental depression going on with the latest incidences. So us coming together to spread humor across the country is so badly needed. So I encourage anyone that's listening, definitely visit the website, connect with some of the other committee people and supporters. I actually call the people that are organizing their sponsors as well, because they're providing a service to help this project get off the ground.
Can
you hear me?
Amazing.
Okay.
Yes.
I apologize if you can hear noise in the background. I actually try to find the quietest place that I could. So.
It's very quiet. My apologies if you hear any noise in my background, but you seem to be in a quiet spot. Please excuse me. But I've been in the groups as you and I have been speaking. I'm telling Superfox to call in if he can. Also, but yeah, how are things in St. Louis? Some people probably say, well, I'm glad you mentioned it, because, you know, I'm like, okay, I would mention it, but I know a lot of listeners want to know exactly how's the climate there, there's been even more violence and murders happening, and that's been like, it devastates me to even hear and see some of the situations that's been happening. And I know we don't even know half of the things that's probably been happening, good and bad. Because sometimes I hear some good stories that I'm like, wait a second, why that's not all over the news?
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing. We're coming together to help and heal through laughter and spread happiness and pay it forward and give people opportunities to get the support that they need when chasing their dreams. And a lot of times, when you think about violence, and you break it down to why people are violent, why are they so violent, or why people are so negative, and everything breaks down to your mental, the way you think, the way you feel about certain things. If you are in a position that you need support with whatever it is you're doing, we'll just say there's a young man who is struggling to become a, say he wants to open up a tire shop. We're going to just throw something out there. And he had this passion to open this tire shop, but everyone in his surroundings think it's a crazy idea. Oh, you should be doing this. Maybe you should be, you know, walking in your brother's footsteps or your sister's footsteps or your dad's footsteps. No, each individual has something that they want to do, and this is one of the reasons why I offer advertisement for those who would like to cross market and support. If you support me, I support you, because it's a support system.
You know, exactly.
It's a support system, and when people don't have
support. We can barter support, just like people barter services and barter support.
Right.
Let's support each other, promote each other, and spread the word.
Yeah. So, you know, getting back to that example, it's just the avenue that a person would take if they don't have support. So if they don't have support, they could most likely end up doing something that they really don't really want to do, but may end up doing something that may lead them into getting into some type of trouble. And that's why most of the people that are on board as far as promoting with this collaboration, they all have some type of passion. I think it's Richard and Richard Owens in Indiana, if I'm not mistaken. I know there's someone who is supporting youth services. So that was a good route for that person to go to help with their passion.
Yeah, because I came close to those. And my two are domestic violence and animal advocacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, so I came really close to that. So that's pretty. That's good, because it's good you mentioned it, because adults and kids, young people, you know, it's important for us to utilize our talents in a positive way, and not get in trouble and, you know, and spread negativity. It's good for us to come together and do positive things and, you know, to keep us on the right track, and at the same time be good. We might not put ourselves out there to be role models, but all of us are role models to somebody.
Right. And that's, like I said, that's the purpose of what I'm doing. We're all coming together to help each other in one way or the other, and paying it forward is the key. Because if you have an organization out here that is trying to do something for the youth and the community, and they're struggling organization, that person can reach out to a promoter if it's a state that's not covered with someone to organize in that city, and say, hey, can I collaborate with you, or you bring me on board to help my organization, and what I do is this or that, then that will bring another state on board. So maybe we got somebody listening today that's in the state that knows a promoter, or may want to, you know, introduce the idea and the project to someone that may want to get involved, and that will help that promoter in that city make some money and bring some revenue to that area, and help some comedians in that area as well chase their dreams. So you see how it's a win-win for everyone.
Uh-huh. And then this is for newcomers and veteran promoters, and also, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, upcoming comedians and veteran comedians.
That's right, because you also have comedians out here that also promote as well. You have
exactly.
Many of them across the country that
most
are doing
do,
open
don't
mic. Yeah, they're doing open mics all the time. You know, you see it on social media all the time. You may see a flyer this year, a flyer next year. You may see about 15 or 20 events going on in maybe the state of California or Texas, you know, some of your bigger states. So the door is open for anyone who wants to come on board and collaborate with us, and we're all cross-promoting and helping and supporting each other.
Wow, that's so awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, well, someone's joining us. 267. Hello, happy Sunday, happy New Year. Hello. Okay. I seen the question mark. When you press 1 to speak, then I open the mic so you can speak. Whenever you want to speak, please let us know. Just join in and start talking. Okay, well, aren't you honoring someone really special really talented, someone who is funny as I don't know what. I'm about to curse. We can't, funny as F-U-C-K. But then at the same time, he is a humanitarian, has marched, and has just done so many good things. I had the pleasure of meeting him here in Jackson in the late 90s when I filmed an event where he and, oh, my goodness, what is this guy named Cornel West spoke at. And then such a down-to-earth person, I'm just walking down the street in Jackson, downtown Jackson, like maybe a year later or 6 months later, and he called up me, you know, hey. You know, so who are you honoring in August?
Yeah, we have plans to honor comedian activist Dick Gregory. That's our plans to give this man the honoring that he so deserved. And being from the city of St. Louis, Missouri, this would definitely be huge for us to pull this off. And
you know what always have amazed me? That Dick Gregory, I mean, I know he's down to earth, but he's a big star. He is one big star, like Aretha Franklin, still living in Detroit, still live in St. Louis.
Well, his family is here. He actually lives in up in the Maryland, D.C. area.
Definitely.
Exact, location, but yeah, he's always here.
Because of his political activism.
Yes. Yeah, but he doesn't actually live here anymore, but he moved out of St. Louis a long time ago. But he's very, very active with things that are, you know, happening.
Exactly.
Any community, any community that needs to have a voice that is, you know, well-respected and heard, he will go there. He will fly, and he's almost 83 years old.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. He's almost 83 years old.
And still doing his thing. So you're honoring him. What will you be presenting him with?
Well, giving the opportunity that we get enough comedy promoters or promoters that, on board to help us organize the event, we are wanting to come together as one to give him a special tribute because he is a comedian, and how cool it would be to have a stadium full of comedians from around the country to come and pay their respects and to get an opportunity to meet and greet and show them that they appreciate him for paving the way for so many comedians. And, you know, years and years ago, he stepped away from his career as a comedian to be more of an activist in communities across the country, but still holding on to the passion and the gift of being a comedian and using that gift to get the message out to those. But, you know, us comedians, we're very passionate and we're very serious, even though we are funny. So he used, you know, both to show people that, hey, I can give you an explanation of what it is we go through as African-Americans, and at the same time try to guide the African-American community, but he's for everybody. He's not just for African-Americans, but just because we struggle more in our communities, and most are so sidetracked with thinking that everything is against us because we're black. But we have to pave our own way, and he's been a very strong voice in directing so many African-Americans into stepping up and standing up. And not only that, but, you know, finding a way to make a better life for themselves and their families. We don't have to blame, you know, everything on just the white man, you know. We know that there are a lot of injustices. And like I said, he's been that voice to come and stand up for those things that are wrong, but also has come into communities to try to motivate and inspire others to do something with their lives other than what's been handed to them. And I admire him for that.
Wow. Okay, we need all of your links. Oh, you shared the number. What's your number again?
314 972-43-6034. That's my
okay.
Number that you can reach me. And the website, again, is MidwestShowMeFunnyEntertainment.com. Midwest Show Me Funny Entertainment. I have another website, which is MidwestComedyCompetition.com. I can be contacted via that site on the Contact Us page. And I'm on all the social medias, Facebook. You can find me under Marshall Woodland or comedian Miss Woody. You can also find me on Twitter at comedian Miss Woody, or you may find me under motivational comedian Miss Woody, as well as my Instagram. LinkedIn, you can find me under Marshall Woodland. Basically, if you...
Exactly. A lot of listeners are on LinkedIn.
Oh, yes. If you Google just Marshall Woodland, it will... Everything about me should come up as far as my social sites and things that I'm involved in. The YouTube channel as well, Marshall Woodland. You can see the documentary actually on my YouTube channel, or the promo video about the movie and what we're doing. So there's a lot of information about what we're coming together to do.
Great. And we have two groups also.
Yes, our groups, the comedic group, if anyone wants to be a part of planning and coming together with us in this collaboration, definitely send a request to join the reps for the Comedy Festival Collaboration on Facebook. Or you can just be a part of the support community group, I should say. The support group is Comedy Festival Collaboration on Facebook. And all the links are on the website.
Yes, I love the groups. The groups are amazing.
Yes, thank you. A lot of hard
work. And then also
you
host conference calls.
Yes, I actually try to... Right. I usually post when I do the conference calls. I was hoping to get a chance to do one today with my schedules, with my interviews and other appointments that I have for today. It may be kind of hard for me to do the conference call today, but usually we post. If you on any of our sites, if you under, especially the social media sites and other members of the committee will either retweet it or repost it or share it. So it'll definitely be out there. We plan to do more conference calls as we get closer to the events, because we will be offering perks. And I always strongly encourage the other promoters to offer perks for those in their community as well, or state. And this shows, you know, support of those who support you.
Amen. So what drives you, what causes you to be so passionate?
Well, my passion.
Every day, and especially regarding this event, these events.
Yeah. Well, oh, yes. It's my passion for what I'm doing. It's actually been, from what I went through and things that I continue to look for support here and there and everywhere, and thinking about those who are looking for support themselves. It's a support system itself that drives me. I'm always trying to pay it forward, and it's a good feeling. It's kind of like when you use the word charity. Most people don't understand that feeling that you get from giving to help someone, knowing that your help has helped someone feel better, that moves me. And it makes me feel good. Like, for example, I gave a young up-and-coming comedian an opportunity to place his video on my website. And he told me, he said, ever since I put my video on your website, I had more people watching my video than I did before I put it on your website. I said, that's because a lot of people come into the website, and I always say people are nosy. So when they're
exactly.
browsing around, and you're going to always try to
concerned
get
and like to learn.
Put your stuff out there, because guess what? If that person has a video on YouTube and they have it set up where they are making money off of their views from their YouTube channel, and they're getting views from my website. They're making money. So I'm helping that person chase their dreams. That it may not be much money. Who knows? Depending on, you know, the type of views that they have. If they're making quite a bit of money from the YouTube views, then they can use that money to chase their dreams. They can use that money to get a trip to another city to go and show off their talent. So it's a support system. We're all supporting each other. And then that person don't have to worry about doing something that they wouldn't want to do. They can stay focused on chasing their careers. So it's all connected. As we connect the dots, and we help everybody one way or another.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And one thing, I like how you are handling your projects and those that you are collaborating with and who are interested in becoming sponsors. You're very hands-on. And many of you, from newcomers to veteran people, you know how some people, you have people that are assisting you that you can easily say, call my assistant or call this person, but you're very hands-on. And just like you just provided your number, that's not your an assistant's number or someone or a voice message, even though when you're busy, your voice message obviously comes on, but you are a breathing person that answers the phone and talk to people and tell people what your vision is all about and how you would like to assist others in their vision coming together, you know, coming to life also. How we collab together to bring all our visions to life.
Yeah.
And so you're very hands-on, and I think that is an example in itself. Because there are some people, newcomers and old heads that not like that. And many people know that, but that's just how they are. It's nothing. We're not saying that's not right, but you're so hands-on. That's what's so awesome.
Well, sometimes I like building relationships.
And it says that you to me, it says you really do care, you know.
Well, and that's another thing that I try to get people to understand. The key to
you can be professional and care.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you can be. Some people think that you have to be professional but not show a caring bone, but you're showing you care too. Okay,
I'm
quiet.
I just wanted to put that out there,
though.
It's okay. It's about building relationships, no matter what it is you're after. If you're trying to make money and to continuously make money, then you have to build relationships. Because if you are a restaurant owner and you don't develop a relationship with the people who come to your restaurant to eat, then you won't see those people continuously coming through the door. You have to make them feel welcome. You have to talk to them. You have to see what it is that they like about visiting your restaurant and keep encouraging them to come back through your communication. The communication and the relationship will keep your business successful. So everything about what we're doing is a business, whether it is a nonprofit.
Even hosting the podcast, I notice with guests on the show are people who provide me with information to share. It's all about, like, a relationship, you know? Like, okay, I trust you with this information. Or, yeah, let's talk, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And it's like, okay. And then there's some people, okay, we're building the relationship. I mean, from business owners to big time. There's some big time celebrities I've invited on the podcast, but we're building relationships, and I know that one day they're just gonna shock me, because I've had some phone calls from people and people in the chat room. I guess I can't say some of their names, but like, it's all about building relationships from your everyday friends and peers to. To the most popular out there, because it's important for people to trust you. Some people feel like, well, it's all about the bottom line. I don't care about all that. Back to what you were talking about, it's all about the bottom line.
gotta build those relationships. Without those relationships,
build that foundation, right? Because you even make a point, and I don't know if you want to talk about it, but regarding how you feel some are really doing their thing, but some of us are dragging our feet when it comes to our project. And you're like, okay, so you said some people are waiting for the big names.
And that's what people do. So we don't worry about that. We just keep it moving. And any project that gets a start has to actually, just those simple words, have a start. It has to have a start, and eventually it will be end. And some things last for decades. And you know, this is an event that could most likely could actually last a decade. You know,
exactly. So, I mean, 20 years from now, we're both in our, we're in our 40s now, so 20 years now, we've been in our 80s. Yeah. The 20th anniversary.
Years, right. You know,
we'd be like Dick Gregory.
Still going.
Yeah. So we've been in our 80s. Remember back in 2015?
Yeah. So, like I said, if we start something, we have to, keep going no matter what, because eventually
it would be in our 60s, not 80s. Oh, Lord, I'm putting us up
40 years,
but you had said decades, so I was thinking decades, but 20 years, we'll be in our 60s. We'll still have some pop.
we keep going, and it will build, it will grow to a bigger event over the years. So I thank anyone who is on board now, and those who want to come on board, we welcome you. Feel free. Give me a call. And I will definitely give you a call back if I miss your call. I'm not in, not in office or anything right now, but I'm out and headed to another engagement. But I encourage those who have an interest in what we're doing, check us out. Connect with some of the other committee members, because I'm sure either one of them could use some help or would like to assist in any way.
Uh-huh.
Help someone else who wants to get started.
And then when because my friends in Dallas, my friends in Texas, my events are called Lone Star State Comedy Festival in Mississippi, the Hospitality State. But I have all my information prepared this month. Well, the real information. But of course, Miss Wood, she that's what I like about her. She check everything out. She want us to, it's important for us to shoot everything to her so she can put it up on the website. And those that are supporters, you would put their work up. Okay, you put a call out the other day that if you have any type of work, like poetry or what was that? You said you don't mind putting it on your website.
Yeah, I don't. If there's small business owners, I am looking to support them in some of the, depending on how long the business has been going on or what their financial income is. Because you have a lot of businesses, they've been around for 3 or 4, maybe 5 years, and they're still not making any money. So we're trying to support those that are trying to, like I said, chase their dreams. It's all about communication.
So cool. That is so cool, because some people are probably expecting you to say established business. But you really want to promote those that need that extra exposure.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And then you think about the established businesses, the corporate, large corporates, they're also looking to stay in business so they can save on advertising costs, and they can come in as a supporting sponsor or sponsor.
And something that's been happening recently in different industries has been where corporations or big companies partner with smaller companies,
That's right.
Yeah, that's been happening.
You might even say that we can use the help of investors. You have some people that may have come into a little money or want to take some of the money they're making from their own company and invest. So they'll have continuous income coming in from another direction. So
So
exactly, because most of us like to laugh and like laughter. So if you're if you're both a comedian and comedy promoter, a person with a good sense of humor like me, or a person that loves comedy, or investor, entrepreneur, work in industries, because these different competitions and festivals, we need to partner with other, depending on where we're having our events. Are we having them at theaters? Are we having them at clubs? Are we having outdoor and indoor events? We need to partner with other people, with concessions or T-shirt makers. You know, we need to network with people.
Oh, yeah. Printers. We need it all. And there's, like I said,
exactly.
We can stay in business. But, you know, for those who haven't really thought it through when they start their business and knowing how to build the relationships and keep the business coming in the door, this is just an open opportunity for them to come on board with what we're doing in this collaboration. And when you spoke of other businesses, especially those who are venue owners or comedy shows, but now that comedy is in other venues besides just comedy clubs, it can be a local cafe with enough room to put a stage where the contestants can come in and entertain their customers. And
I have my eyes on theaters here in Jackson and in Dallas for my events. So, but then also the clubs. But my friends and especially my friends with the clubs in Dallas, they're probably saying, you got to do something with us. We're always asking you. But so it just depends. You know.
Yeah, that's why I said
there's different venues. So venues, reach out to Miss Woody, reach out to all of us to say, hey, we'd love for you to bring your comedy event to our club. Because, you know, we don't know those of us that, maybe need a location. And you mentioned something very interesting regarding St. Louis, places that are accessible to other areas, too.
Oh, yeah, about the... you mean about the event itself and where it's going to be held, or you mean?
Yeah, like you had mentioned, like in St. Louis, in every city, I guess it's important, like where certain places are held. But I guess the festival is kind of different with the different nationwide festivals. But like it's important to know the crowds and the market. In the area.
Yeah, well, we're trying to make it diverse.
Yes.
We want it to be a diverse event so we can get all different, walks of life involved.
Yeah.
The Asian community, it would be very interesting to see, different people involved in this project. We're opening up the doors,
And something I noticed, the different comedians have like different types of festivals. I heard one comedian, I guess it's safe not to say the comedian's name, but one comedian said, well, my comedy event is going to be clean. You know, I guess for the whole family. And then I guess some of us are going to have different genres,
Yes, that's
and open to different audiences. And that's real cool.
Mm-hmm. That's the Philly Festival in Ohio, and that's Orlando Wynn.
Yeah.
He is actually
so there's going to be all types of comedy available.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that way, everybody will come here to St. Louis for the final event. And I'll be looking for different types of characters for the stage play version of the story and for the comedy movie version. So it's going to give each winner an opportunity. And then not only that, all of the contestants from the other festivals around the country will get an opportunity to be a part of other productions that some of the other promoters are doing. Like we have some that are writing their own plays and movies.
Exactly. It's a comedy festival, but it is all about different mediums meeting together, comedy, filmmaking, playwrights, plays, all of us coming together, writers, actors, because I'm doing my best to promote to my to friends who are actors and writers, fellow actors and writers and producers, and it takes all of us, musicians and artists and
right, because you can, you
managers
can
and everything.
Yeah, you can also look at the fact that some of the people involved have, they may have a, we do the YouTube episodes, and if you have a festival in your city, you might be looking for certain characters for that, or maybe reach out to some of the other promoters that are organizing in their own city or state. I say, hey, I saw this event, and I saw footage from this event, and I saw a certain character. Can you put me in touch with that, you know, particular comedian? They might be needed for a commercial. They might be needed for a voiceover. Maybe they have a unique voice. So this can stem to so many different avenues, you know, from just having this event where we're not only just having comedy festivals or comedy competitions across the country, and then you send your winners on packing after after it's done. Now, we're trying to create continuous work for the contestants and all involved.
Uh-huh.
So it's a great opportunity. It's, like I said, it's a win-win.
Wow.
And it's coming together. It's slowly coming together. You know, I've just been taking the baby steps, planning it, and reaching out to all the right people to help put this and get this thing rolling faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And 2015 is here.
I know it's getting close to time to end. But I've been trying to provide as much opportunity, much information for your listening audience, and hopefully we will pick up a few more people who are interested in taking part and collaborating with us.
Exactly. So I'll place it as a feature show on the website, and we can just spread the interview and spread this interview around so people can hear. Is it any more information that you would like to provide, or would you like to repeat the links and the number again for listeners?
Yes. Yeah, I want to say you can get all information from the main website, which is MidwestShowMeFunnyEntertainment.com. Again, that's MidwestShowMeFunnyEntertainment.com, or the MidwestComedyCompetition.com site. You can find us on the social media sites. Any natural link. You can find us on Facebook, our Facebook groups under Reps for Comedy Festival Collaboration. If you want to be a part of the committee, you can join the support group and basically just sit back and wait for more information about the event as it unfolds under the Comedy Festival Collaboration Support Group. That's on Facebook. And everyone is linked from the main website.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is linked from the main website.
Okay, neat. So everyone can connect with you throughout the social media world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, and then on Twitter, she's Comedian Miss Woody and Motivational.
Yeah, Motivational Comedian Miss
Woody,
on Instagram. On Instagram, Motivational Comedian Miss Woody. Actually, like I said, if you look up Marshall Woodland against Google, you're going to find me everywhere.
Right, and your number again is?
314-243-6034. That's
314-243-6034. Okay. Now, I know that you have had thoughts regarding Robin Williams, someone who I've loved since his Mark and Manny days. Do you want to speak on, make a comment about Robin Williams, or you want to wait to the next conversation?
I would say when it came to Robin Williams and his depression, he was a person who everybody
a lot of people looked up to him and his humor and how he made so many people smile. But that depression is that's no joke. I wish somebody could have took his hand and said, "Hey, you know, you've been the one making everybody laugh. Now let me make you laugh, no matter what you're going through." You know, a lot of times it's something as simple as a kind word. And since Robin Williams, there's been many other celebrity comedians that stepped up and talked about their depression.
That is something.
One of the guys, guy that does the Let's Make a Deal, I want to call his name, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Wayne Brady.
He announced that he had been suffering from, depression for quite a while, and he finally spoke out about his battles with depression.
Wow. Oh, and he is so multi-talented. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Yes, indeed. As happy-go-lucky as I am, I have my stories, too. Yes, indeed. You and I, because you and I talk about how the when you're dealing with, you mentioned about how it's hard for people when they get a lot of naysayers. It's different when you get a lot of praises. Those of you that get a lot of praises and pats on the back, prepare yourself for the days that you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Because that
can get a person. That's what I'll say for now. Because when you go from like being like, "Oh, good job," then like people saying like the script is flipped on you. That's hard on a lot of people. Just like you you were saying, when we lose everything, it's something. It's almost time for us to, I guess, conclude the show. And I know you have other things to do, but it's something. It's important for us to be there for one another. Like during this holiday season, you would think people are happy. You know, some people put on a happy face, but everybody's not happy during this time of year. This is like, isn't this like the biggest time when people go into depression? Not just being sad. It's normal for us to be sad, but go into deep depression.
Well, because of losses. You know,
Maybe
due to losses.
Mm-hmm. And it goes back to what you were saying, different types of loss. You might not consider a certain loss a loss, but to another person, it's a big deal. You know, so don't just diss something because it's something that you don't find, you know. Because some people just, you can get over that. You can get over that. A job loss, a death, or just losing anything, or you get your health back or anything. Some people just aren't passionate or compassionate towards others or have empathy. But let them go through something, that's a whole other story.
Right. Well, like I said, we're coming together to help each other out, help and heal through laughter, and pay it forward.
Yeah. So this is great. I commend you, too, for building this community, also of people coming together, networking with one another. James Franco, I had noticed he has like the Cephi calendar in – on the calendar, he talks about how he's amazed by the community that he has with people who are fans and friends and people in the, you know, in the world of comedy and writing and plays and art, you know, how you just don't know how when we come together and effectively network with one another, so many of us come out of isolation, come out of being alone or lonely. So it's really good when we can network with each other, again, especially if we're bringing visions together.
Oh, yeah. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing and reaching out and let others come to us as they hear about what we're doing. And build and grow together.
Yes. So one more thing. Laughter. What is the saying about healing and laughter?
Because
we haven't talked much about the healing effect of laughter.
Yeah, well, you could say based on what one of the sayings we always say. Matter of fact, it's one of the quotes that'll be in my movie, and it's actually a quote that's on one of my buttons that a person can actually purchase via my website. You know, laughter is the best medicine. You know, laughter heals the soul.
Yes.
I don't have that quote, but I can, you know, put that quote on the button if I like. But,
yeah,
you know, it's definitely a healing source.
And I'm glad you mentioned your merchandise, because that's definitely something that I wanted you to tell everybody about. Please tell us about your merchandise, your buttons, and your T-shirts.
Well, we have a event T-shirt on there, and if a person wants to be a sponsor, that can put the information of their business, their brand, on the back of the T-shirt. I also have a promotional T-shirt to help raise funds for the movie, and it's a T-shirt that says "I'm certified crazy." Well, it's actually "I'm certified crazy."
I love it.
Movie. Yeah, or you can purchase one of the T-shirts with one of the logos of the movie, and it says "I help make the movie certified." So I have that T-shirt out there as well, and it's cute, you know, little T-shirts, and we're working on other funny T-shirts to help raise funds to continuously support each other in business.
That is awesome.
So all of the funds raised.
What were you saying?
No, I'm saying all the funds that are raised is going toward what we're doing with the project, because we need to raise quite a few dollars to try to pull off especially the Guinness Book World Record attempt. Raise the money for the stadium and, you know, things of that nature.
Oh, and I just got a message from Dominique, and we're ending the show, and he was preparing to call in.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll get a chance to talk. I may get an opportunity to do the conference call today. I'm trying to juggle some scheduling right now so I can at least get one conference call in for the day. Maybe we can all share it on social media and get others to call in that may have questions or may want to get involved.
Okay, and well, I invite you to return, and Dominique and Super Fox and everyone else, Sean Hill, to come back next week. And so I'll schedule the time that's good for all involved.
Yeah,
and, the next broadcast that we talk, I want to include some comedy clips and a couple of PSAs for some of our causes.
Okay. Yeah, definitely if you can speak out with, like you said, you mentioned Dominique. He is one of our reps from the Florida area, and he's an
wow.
actor.
Wow. Yay!
Yeah, well, I want to check out what he's doing. And like I said, and then you see how it would help out and benefit those who are interested in breaking into acting. If you notice, there have been quite a few comedians that have broken into acting and went on to do stage plays as well. So if we have people on the committee that has knowledge in those fields, that would be helpful to spread information for those who are interested in going outside of the stage, stepping out from the stage to do something else within their field, in a stage play or a movie or whatever. So it's definitely catching on.
Yeah. So I'm telling him join us next week, and that there might be a conference call tonight.
Yeah.
More than likely, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's cool, too, that we have regular conference calls, listeners.
Yeah, we're definitely trying to grow the conference calls to benefit those that are, like I said, each promoter can offer their own perks, you know, for what they want to give. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much for having me today.
Okay, and thank you also. And big shout out to all involved, those of you that want to know more, we're looking forward to networking with you and for you being a major part of these events that are happening nationwide and the big party that is happening in St. Louis in August. My birthday month. Yay! So I know my birthday's going to be good this year. So
right.
It's going to be fun for good causes. Like when Tom Jordan talk about party with a purpose, this is what you call a party with a purpose event.
All right. Well, it's been great having this interview, and I'm so thankful.
Okay.
I'm so thankful. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed it. It's definitely been something that can help us spread the word about what we got going on.
Exactly. Well, thank you, too. And let's
okay.
do this. Okay, and Happy New Year, comedian Miss Woody, motivational Miss Woody.
Yes, Happy New Year to everyone. Let's chase our dreams and don't give up. There's support out there, and we want to support anyone that is trying to chase their dreams, especially in the field of comedy. You know, see the website, check it out, you know.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you, listeners.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That was amazing, listeners. Wealth of information. Comedian Miss Woody is awesome, is she not? Oh, yes, she is. But thank you for tuning in to this amazing Sunday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. It has it's been a blast. And I'm telling you, I mean, that's how our conference calls are. Our conference calls are just so informative and so fun. And I haven't been in one. I think one Sunday I attended all, you know, I caught myself catching up, but I attended all conference calls. And even though same information was provided, they all four were different because different things were shared in the conference calls. And so that's very motivating to those that wear different hats, comedian and comedy promoters, and then those that are, you know, a lot of us are bringing different things to the table, and that's something Ms. Woody and I talk about a lot. Many of us wear different hats, so we learn about how multi-talented all of us are also in the time being, because some of us might do one thing, but then we're in business and do something else, too, that could be of good service. So it's just so amazing. And then to work with other entrepreneurs and lovers of funny, good humor, comedy, because I've loved comedy since I was born. I've loved it. I think I have a good sense of humor. My thing is, I've always wanted to really work on a really important project in comedy, and throughout the years, I've talked with different comedians, and I know J. Anthony Brown and I throughout the years have talked about things, and so it's just different. It's just time for us all just to come together and support one another, and as we, it's like Superfox. I'm amazed at his work and his website and the way he provides information, and then networking and talking with others. It's just so so cool. So when these different events are really planned out and the dates are planned out throughout the nation, I mean, this is just going to be so awesome. Soon I'm going to have my spots and my dates solidified. And so I know many others. Where many do have theirs, there's many of us that, you know, at the beginning of the year, we'll do this. So it's the beginning of the year, so you'll be getting information about those of us that need to solidify a lot of our information and get it out there to you all. But this is just super funny. Hashtag join the comedy movement. That's the hashtag. Just like for the Save Dallas campaign, yes, the Save Dallas campaign is still alive and well. For those of us, can you believe it? Some of my friends say, won't y'all give up? We're not giving up. Cast, crew, sponsors, extras, supporters, new fans, old fans, we're not giving up. We're saving Dallas. So we're not giving up. Hashtag Save Dallas. Hashtag Join the Comedy Movement. Big shout out to Talbots. You know, I've been working. I worked there. That's a new fashion job for me. Nikki Taylor is one of our sports models. I've been enjoying that, working at Talbots. And, you know, big shout out to the Avon community. This evening we'll be attending a webinar, Amy J. Behrman, a webinar about the palate season. And so looking forward to that webinar. But, of course, those Dallas Cowboys and those Detroit Lions, Reggie Bush and those Lions are playing right now. So I have no idea what's going on because I've been focused on the interview. And you guys know that because I'm super excited. And how many times have I seen the interview? I know. I just wanted to get that in. Umpteenth times. You know, first on my mobile. Then when it went to cable, I had to watch it on Comcast. but yay, so cool. But you know, but our next broadcast will be tomorrow morning, and Image Mechanisms will be broadcasting this week also. I didn't get a chance to broadcast last weekend like I thought I would. The show's not ending yet. I'm going to play a little music, and then we'll conclude the show, okay? But thank you for your love and support, and happy New Year, the first weekend of 2015. And I'm just so happy to see this again. See a new year again. That's what I mean. But True God, who he and his crew were on last weekend, I'm going to play one of their songs for you, okay?
I'm going to tell y'all, with a tear in my eye, this is the greatest moment in my life. You walk around this world,
true,
you tell everybody you're number one. The only way you get to stay number one is to be number one.
God body, Illuminati, powered by the epicenter. Summer rains down for all these niggas who expected winner. Next to enter, lost a few times and still I'm next to winners. Everybody want a peace of mind, but we got separate dinners. 5% of something like it, nothing like it, you decide. Jesus on the cross, so what's the cost of being crucified? Talking Kurt Cobain, no way it was suicide. If Courtney walked with me, just expect a couple nooses tied. Mussolini, mind state, Chicago, Compton, crime rate. These rap niggas fooling you, but you just find it suitable. From White House is a cubicle, there's always something ruling you. Revolutionary black power I'm alluding to, and so I return determined to set the game on. Media throwing shots, they need someone to place the blame on. Just know that there's a title that I'm here to put my name on. Lift the bell higher, nigga, let me get my reign on. Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title, bringing back the revival in positions that you champion. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah.
Your arms are just too short to box with God.
Power of the God, the pendulum swings, interim reigns could never stand to the champ of this millennium. Tell me who's competing with him. Quickly, I delete my victims. Wordplay sharp enough to slice them. I'm depleting systems. Walk through the fire. I bet your niggas retreating with him. Enemies wanna make amends, but I ain't speaking with them. They be watching from afar, hoping the police to get them. Fuck this game. I just took the mic and started speaking wisdom. If you don't believe in me, believe in the gift. The true God shall arise, so no Jesuses can exist. And if the meek shall perish, then the weak shall cherish every moment. Don't stop the smell of flowers, just get on it. I've been putting forth effort that I'm sure you've never seen. Been a heel all my life, but your past forever clean. So I stand in front of the crowd, throw a middle finger high. True God, D-A-R, champions until we die. True. Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title, bringing back the revival in positions that you champion. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah.
Mountain, yeah. All by myself. Cause I'm the champion by myself. All by myself.
Yeah. True. They
they say I'm destined to be great. So that just means my winnings were my destiny and fate. Speak the truth in every bar, I don't expect you to relate. Peaches on the pulpit, speaking of excellence and faith. While my niggas on the block, speaking of wretchedness and hate. I try to balance them both, but too much pressure at the pace. I done made a bunch of classics, but these bastards still asleep. Smack the shit out of reality with dreams that bring me peace. Had some anger building up, some shit that need to be released. And hip-hop is in my soul, it sticks with me if deceased. I heard this hard body shit has really been decreased. But these phony niggas acting like they really in the streets. We still original kings, spitting everyday emotion while reciting our regrets. Most of which just leave us broken. No, it must have been the angels watching over through the stress. But when a new day arises, I'll be standing as the best. Learn the lessons through revelations. I done found my blessings. So much power in the black fist, I gotta keep them guessing. Judge, jury, executioner, a rebel in his essence. Go ahead and crown a champ. There's no time like the present. It's true.
Drop the mic and then walk.